filling yourself all the way to the pelvic floor. And as you breathe deeply, would like for you now to imagine yourself breathing in a beautiful, clear, sparkling orange light. And as you're breathing in this orange light, we'd like for you to imagine that it is washing every part of your body that it touches, tinging it the same clear, sparkling, crystal clear orange light. Notice if the orange has maybe too much yellow, or it seems a little muddy or brown. In your mind's eye, continue to clear that color up. Imagining that it is the color of a perfect orange. Beautiful, rich, clear orange. And that this shimmering orange color is washing through your body as it enters your mouth, your throat, down into the lungs, passing down further through the stomach, down into the pelvic region, all the way down to the very bottom of your body, your torso. You could almost imagine that at the bottom of your torso is a cup, and that the bottom of your torso is a cup shape. And as this air, this light that you are breathing in, reaches the bottom of the torso, it becomes like water when it reaches the bottom of a cup, splashing out in all directions, some of it splashing back up. So now you are imagining, as you breathe, it is as if you are breathing in liquid light. Coming down your body in a stream. And imagining that it's a very large stream of water. Liquid light. But somehow, after it passes the throat, it fills your torso all the way down from your shoulders down to the pelvic floor, coming down in waves of liquid light, a beautiful, crystal clear, orange light, washing through all the organs in your torso. Imagine you're taking in even more air, and this liquid light. Feel the liquid light washing through your mouth, through your oral cavity, all over. Feel it going down the throat, both down the esophagus and into the windpipe as they separate, one going to the stomach and one going to the lungs. And this liquid light is pouring through your torso, sparkling, brilliant, orange light. Remembering as it reaches the bottom of the pelvic floor, washing up. And on the out-breath, all that is not this gorgeous, clear, orange light is being breathed out. All the lower energies, all the fear, all the negative thoughts and feelings that you do not want are being exhaled. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in this beautiful liquid, crystal clear orange light, and breathing out all impurities, negatives, all the lower energy. Breathing in, feel it cascading down through your body. And breathing out all that old energy. Do this for 2 or 3 more breaths. Breathing in this beautiful orange liquid light. Breathing out. Releasing, relaxing, feeling yourself sinking into complete comfort. Feel yourself floating on a wave of comfort. Feeling this beautiful liquid light flowing downward through your torso. Releasing and relaxing. Like for you now to make any minor adjustments you may need, since you are lying in a position of great comfort. And taking now both hands, looking down at your hands with your inner eyes, you'll notice that on the center of the palm in each hand, is a beautiful, warm, clear orange light. Your circles in the center of your palms. You can feel the heat and energy radiating out of your palms. Would like for you to place each hand on your belly, near your navel, one to the left of the navel, and one to the right of the navel. Feeling that rich, warm energy from the center of your palms radiating downward through your skin and into your belly. I'd like for you to now imagine breathing in a beautiful, sparkling, crystal clear magenta light, like the liquid orange light. You're going to breathe this all the way down to the very cup of the pelvis, down into the very base of the body, the torso. Feeling that beautiful, crystal clear magenta light rushing through your body, washing down all through your torso. And when it reaches the bottom of the cup of your body, splashing upward, looking almost like flames, violet magenta flames rising up through the first, the second, and the very tips of those flames reaching up into the third chakra. Do this for two or three more breaths, breathing in clear, sparkling, magenta light, watching as it draws upward like a flame through the belly and into the center of the torso. Breathing in, breathing out. On the next breath in, you'll notice as the magenta liquid light rushes through your body, there is a pearl of light located at a hidden point behind your solar plexus. You automatically know where this is. Somewhere near the center of your torso. And this spark of light, or seed of light, is being washed down like a pebble into the cup of the pelvis. swirling around in the rush of liquid light flowing into the cup of the pelvis. And feel that side-to-side motion, little eddies and swirls of light, liquid light, swirling around in your belly, from side to side, like the tide contained in a bottle, back and forth. Back and forth. Imagining now that all of your consciousness, that spark of spirit in every cell, is rushing towards that spark, swirling around in your belly, magnetically drawn to it, until you become that spark in your belly, swirling around. Feel yourself being carried on the current of the flow. Feel the rush like a vacuum as the new liquid light is pouring in. Allow yourself to be carried around the cup of the body, exploring it as if it were hollow on the inside. Let yourself experience all the action of this liquid magenta light as it moves around, rushing downward, splashing back up and transforming into flames. Allow yourself as the spark to be lifted with these flames all the way up to where the stomach is, catching a new influx of that liquid light and washing back down, swirling around, sometimes being caught in that side-to-side motion. On the next breath in, I'd like to imagine yourself suspended, but all the action is taking place around you, as if you, the spark, were somehow fixed in space. You can look below you and see the magenta light swirling and dipping, rising back up. It's as if you can feel the flames of the violet light rising up around you. Feel the heat and the warmth. But you are protected from it in some way. It is a fire that does not burn. Only cleansing. The liquid light pours down, and it is as if you, the spark, can feel that liquid light flowing around you, much as the pebble feels in the flow of the river. And looking up towards the dome of the belly, you begin to notice that the body is being radiated by a beautiful, brilliant, rainbow white light, reflecting and refracting into beautiful rainbows of light. And these rainbow colored lights are entering the pores of the body, seeping down through the skin. As you look up at the dome of the belly, it is as if you are looking at the vault of the heavens. And it is very still here, very beautiful. It's like watching stars moving in and out of existence. And in this vault of the heavens, the inner dome of the belly, you see two beautiful golden orange globes, like double harvest moons in an autumn sky. Can feel the love and the warmth radiating from these moons. And you drink it in. Floating. While around you is the waterfall of magenta light, the rising of the violet flames, the stars being born and disappearing, and these two moons radiating love and light. You, the seed, the spark. I'd like for you now to imagine appearing before you, the spark, flowing out of what would be the navel, is a ladder of golden white light. And this ladder of golden white light is magnetic to you. And it begins to draw you up through the torso towards it. You'll notice the steps are at a 45 degree angle upward. And there are 10 steps or rungs for truly, it's beginning to look now more like a stairway. And as you get closer and closer, the stairway begins to form more perfectly. And when you reach the base of the steps leading out of the navel, tiny angelic beings, two devas, greet you. They open their arms and beckon you upward. You ask permission. And they nod you on, granting it. And when you reach the first step, you can feel the light radiating through you. As you move to the second step, you can feel a part of you beginning to vibrate in harmony with this light. And there is a doorway leading away from the third step, leading upward. And as you pass through the door to the fourth step, you pause and think of the energies of the will to initiate. Donuts of light are being transmitted to you as you think of it. And the sword of truth comes inside of you, becomes a part of you. As you take the fifth step, moving ever higher, noticing that the light is getting finer and finer, and you call on the energies and the will to unify. And it rushes to you in waves. As you pause on the fifth step and let it in. As you move ever higher to the sixth step, you receive a warming glow around you of golden light, the light of wisdom and evolution, evolving into omniscience, the energies of the will to evolve. On the seventh step, you begin to hear the most beautiful music. It is the music of the spheres, of the will to harmonize. And this energy mentally send a thread downward through the door, past the steps, into the navel, and down into the belly, like the roots of a vine. The eighth step puts you in a space of clear, perfect light. It is God's pure light and the energies of the will to act and loving thoughts flood through you, becoming part of you, joining you. It is as if you are a grain of light surrounded by the pearl of your soul. These are the energies of the will to cause, aligning with soul's goals and motivations for you. And as you float upward to the 10th step, you look out over a plain of pure light. Where you are joined by angels, guides, masters, devas, the enlightened ones, all pearls. Strung together on threads of silken light, spiraling upward. The last pearl is as perfect as the first pearl. And those silken threads of light are more than just light. It is as if they are the spirit that animates the pearls, radiating outward through the pearls, making the pearls luminous and radiant with light. A string of translucent, shimmering pearls spiraling upward. And as you look down those steps, you'll notice at the fourth step a lotus, and the base of the lotus forms the door on the third step, and a lotus is translucent, transparent, thousand petals shimmering in the light. Almost as if it were made of the finest gauze, sheer, shimmering, a lotus of light. And as you follow the stem of the lotus down the remaining steps, notice that they pass through the navel, down into the belly. And you, as the seed of light inside the pearl, remember what it is to be inside the belly, looking up. Almost as if you were simultaneously in the belly as the seed that formed the roots that grew into the stem that became the lotus through which a seed was released to become the pearl. And the string of pearls spiraling upward begin to slowly move upward around and around and around, higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. Drawn upward, you notice that one perfect pearl in particular strikes you, draws you, calls to you. And as you answer that note, you are automatically drawn into the presence of your master. They are however you imagine them to be. And the master reaches out with their energy, touching you, healing you. And this touch of healing resonates along the silken threads of energy. Down the stairs into the lotus, through the stem, down into the belly. Magenta light begins to transform. Bathing you first in a beautiful golden light. like honey, flowing all over the inside of your torso. Beautiful, liquid, golden light, washing and coating every part of your torso and beginning to pool together at the cup of the body. Beautiful golden liquid honey-colored light. So clear, so beautiful, warm and soothing. And this beautiful liquid golden light seeps slowly down into the legs, down past the knees, through the calves, down into the ankles, the heels, balls of your feet and the toes, until you are filled with this liquid, honey-colored light. And it rolls down from your shoulders through your arms, down into the elbows, the forearms, through the wrists, the hands, down to the ends of your fingers. But you'll notice that it flows around the light in your palms. The light in your palms continues to radiate crystal clear, beautiful orange light. And this honey-colored liquid light flows upward into your throat, to the back of the head, all through the neck, into the chin, up through the mouth, all through the oral cavity, the sinuses, the nose, all around your eyes. Beautiful liquid golden light flowing upward towards the top of your head, but flowing around the jewel of your third eye. Feel it sinking all the way into your scalp, stopping just beneath the surface of the skin, all over your body. And in the midst of this beautiful golden light all through your head goes a beautiful ruby red light in your third eye. And the two beautiful, crystal clear orange moons in the palms of your hands, radiating that light down into the belly. Once again, radiating beautiful orange light in a body of golden honey-colored light. And a ruby glow of your third eye is being illumined by the lotus of white light at the top of your head. Allow this energy to move through you now, and adjusting it in whatever ways feel appropriate and comfortable for you. We will be silent now as you do this. After a few more moments have passed, we begin to notice that the light in the palms of your hands, radiating inward through this honey-colored liquid light, is beginning to create what looks like a sword of light right there in the center of your belly, almost as if one palm is forming the hilt and the base of the sword, and the other palm is creating the flaming blade of the sword. Focus your attention now on the creation of this sword inside your belly. And when it has been perfectly formed with your intent in alignment with soul and your master, you slowly move that sword into place in your spine. It's a sword of light, truth, and which cuts through all illusions. The base of the sword is beautiful. Orange, golden hilt, a like the richest gold you have ever seen, but flexible and supple. And this flaming blade goes all the way up your spine, growing into the base of your skull. And at the very top of the spine, the base of the skull, is the tip of the sword. It's a tiny flickering flame. Reaching up towards the center of your head, illumining your mind, and lighting you up. And the pearl on the plane of light, looking down the steps, sends energy to that flame and adds the harmonics of divine light. This space, all healing is possible. There is much energy contained in the belly, unused. We would ask that you repeat these exercises when it feels joyful to you, until you can feel your connectedness through all these levels. Feel the illumination of your spine and your mind on all levels. Beginning to come back now to the count of 10. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Coming back into the room slowly, peacefully, fully awake, with these new energies fully integrated into every cell in your body. Thank you.